our Bible reading in James chapter 3. James chapter 3. Okay. James chapter 3, chapter 1 to 10. It says, "Brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers. You know that we who teach will be judged more severely. All of us make a lot of mistakes. If someone doesn't make any mistakes when he speaks, he would be perfect. He would be able to control everything he does. We put bits in the mouths of horses to make them obey us. And we have control over everything they do. The same thing is true for ships. They are very big and are driven by strong winds. Yet by using small rudders, pilots steer ships wherever they want them to go. In the same way, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it can brag about doing important things. A large forest can be set on fire by a little flame. The tongue is the kind of flame. It is a world of evil among the parts of our bodies, and it completely contaminates our bodies. The tongue sets our life on the fire and is itself set on fire from hell. People have tamed all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures. Yet no one can tame the tongue. It is filled with deadly poison. With our tongues we praise our Lord and Father. Yet with the same tongue we curse people who were created in God's likeness. Praise and curse come from the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, this should not happen." I'm going to hand over the platform to Steve to do the message. And welcome everyone.
I offered to speak this morning because Louise has had quite a lot on her plate. She's got to leave this afternoon to go off and do some other business in Canberra. I'd like you to look at the first verse of James chapter 1. "Brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers. You know that we who teach will be judged more severely." Now, when I was at school, I had two teachers that stood out. One was a man who had just come out of Teachers College. He was teaching us agriculture. And he was reading up a week ahead of what he was teaching us. The other one was our science master. He was a pharmacist who preferred science teaching because it kept his mind active. Now, these two men were both qualified teachers. One knew his subject. The other one didn't. And even as students, we judged these teachers. Now, this is not talking so much about school teachers, but teachers of the Word of God. Now, I have the privilege of standing here this morning and preaching and teaching. Louise watched me for over 12 months before she would allow me the privilege of teaching. She had to be sure. And I take teaching very seriously, because I know that God is going to judge me for what I teach. So when I teach the Word of God, I'm teaching what I know. I'm teaching something that I have lived my life. We go on to verse 2. Thank you, Phil. All of us make a lot of mistakes. If someone doesn't make any mistakes when he speaks, he would be perfect. He would be able to control everything he does. Verse 3. We put bits in the mouths of horses to make them obey us. And we have control over everything they do. Next. The same thing is true for ships. They are very big and are driven by strong winds, yet by using small rudders, pilots steer ships wherever they want them to go. Next. In the same way, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it can brag about doing important things. A large forest can be set on fire by a little flame. Sometimes I don't think we stop to consider the damage that can be done with our tongues. We are created in the image of God. Now, when God created the world, how did he do it? He said, "Let it be." The spoken word has a creative power. I'll tell you of a mythical situation. A couple of women sitting down, enjoying a nice afternoon tea, just having a good friendly conversation. And they see out at the gate, here comes Gladys. And Joan says to Mary, "Oh, here comes that terrible Gladys. What are we going to do?" She doesn't stop. She runs everybody down. By this time, there's a knock at the door. "Hello, Gladys. How are you today?" "We're so glad to see you." Out of the same mouth come blessing and cursing. Just a simple little illustration. How often have we done that in our daily lives? I have. And yet, God's word speaks to me. Don't do it. How can a good tree give good and bad fruit? How can a well give good and bad water? We speak what comes out of our soul. What comes out of the depth within us. And is that good? Or is that bad? Or is it just rotten to the core? Let us determine to speak good. Or not speak at all. When that knock on the door, do you think they should have answered, "Oh, Gladys, how dare you come here? We're sick and tired of you." We're sick of you hogging the conversation. We're sick of you running people down. Do you think that would happen? No, because we're pretty good at covering up. But God wants us to be truthful in ourselves. But he wants us to make the change that comes from deep within, out of a truthful relationship with him. Because out of that truthful relationship with him will come strength and stability and truthfulness in ourselves. Let his word live within us so that his word rises up. Hello, Gladys. We're glad you could join us here. Let's sit down and have a good discussion. Let's talk. And let's just, we won't run anyone down today. We'll just talk about what God has been doing in our lives. Hey, that's how the early church was built. By people talking about what God was doing in their lives. That's how churches started. The tongue can be used for good or evil. You know, the Word of God says all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, can be tamed and have been tamed. But the tongue can no man tame. The tongue can no man tame. But God can tame it. God can make the change. But that involves our submission to God. Our saying, well, God, my life is yours. All that I am, I owe to you. And more. Because I am who I am only because of who you are. And what you have done for me. Father God, I know that I fall short. I know that my tongue gets me into trouble. Father, I ask you to take hold of my tongue and tame it. And that might mean sometimes when you go to speak, God says, no. Or you go to speak and he goes. And we've got to learn to listen. And do what he says. Because he can actually stop us speaking. You've only got to look at Elizabeth and Zechariah. In the New Testament. When the angel visited Zechariah, he wasn't really in a mood to receive, and the angel stopped his mouth. God can stop our mouths. And if we're going to do damage to his kingdom, he can stop us permanently. Watch the tongue, please, because it can do a lot of harm, but it can also bring great glory to God. And that little tongue in our bodies can bring men and women and boys and girls into the kingdom of God. So let us let go and let God. Father God, we We just thank you that you've given us freedom. Freedom to choose. And Father, right now we choose Jesus Christ. We choose to let you have control in our lives so that we can truly say, Lord, God Almighty. Amen.
It's nice to be reminded of that so that we can guard our tongues and be sound like the people that God wants us to be.